I'm a little bit overwhelmed. Also, getting over my immense intimidation. Being in a room with so many people who make incredible radio, and trying to grab audio snippets and getting a few, but the place was incredibly noisy, almost like they designed it so as you couldn't have any conversations. I just got to talk on the record and off the record with so many fascinating people, whether they be war correspondents with the experience of in Cambodia with the Khmer Rouge to Dave Lee Travis, a very nice gentleman, and I recorded pretty much everything on my solid state recorder. It just seemed to be able to enable me to monitor the incredibly noisy background to make sure I was getting something that was audible. Just wonderful stories. Most of the stories were just gathered in conversation with people who didn't want to have the story recorded but were happy to share it in a conversation, and I'm glad they did. One gentleman, he'd been at the World Service. Why would you be hammering a roof unless you were trying to break into it at this time of night? Or removing scaffolding, the city that never sleeps. So, 50 years at the BBC World Service. Well, it wasn't called the BBC World Service, I'm sure, that far back, but at Bush House. Just incredible stories, all of which he would rather not share, he said, because he drank quite a bit. And he had a very, very recognisable voice. But because he's a radio person, I didn't recognise his face. And because he didn't want to speak on the record, I didn't really want to ask his name. And he did say a number of times he'd been asked if he wanted to be Prime Minister, and yet here he was reminiscing about Bush House, leaning against the bar and having a chat with me. Desperately upset about how many of his friends didn't get invited or couldn't make it, because they were quite old now. And made me feel a little bit guilty about being here. I very much thank Telling Tales for that, for giving me the ticket and being able to observe a collection of, I don't know, 700 people maybe. I know that 800 accepted, and the rooms seemed absolutely packed. I had a glass of wine, I managed to get a glass of wine and a good couple of vol-au-vents to keep me going. But towards the end of the night, someone who looked like chief of security approached me and said, can I see your invitation please, sir? Is there a problem? Just would like to know if you were invited. Here's my invitation. How can I help? Are you just capturing the atmosphere? What, I don't know why it was unusual for somebody to be recording into a microphone in Bush House, but in fact I may well be the only person to be told off for it, and maybe the last person to be told off for recording audio in Bush House. Who knows? Anyway, he kind of put me off chatting with people, and I was very courteous, asking them if they would like to share their stories, and I had not one person who wasn't either very polite and appreciative for being asked, but yes, but no thank you, and quite a few that said, I would love to, this place is so important to me, why hasn't anybody asked me before, and who are you doing this for? And that's where I kind of would have to say, well, not the BBC, I'm afraid. That would be nice. No, for the interwebs and for anybody that's listening right now, I'm going to catch my train before there are no more trains. And probably open my little BBC goodie bag, which I got on the way out, which feels very thin, obviously. Maybe just full of audio. And think about what an amazing bunch of people radio people are. I asked quite a few people offline about why radio is so important. And everybody said very kind of similar things about the investment that the listener puts in and the rewards compared to medias that kind of demand you to pay attention and force feed their message in its entirety into your eyes. But yet how you engage with audio, even though you can be doing something else at the same time. A lot of people here have an incredible relationship, and I think they tie in their fear of losing this relationship with audio as the threats and cuts that radio itself is facing. I think that we should probably not worry too much about these incredible institutions and how they deliver the audio message, and just embrace the fact that we can, even easier than before, deliver audio and its message.